Last time we were together on the pastor study, we began to look at the great Bible doctrine of faith. And that's where we want to continue today on the pastor study, is looking at that great Bible doctrine of faith. Now, last time we looked at three elements of a general definition of faith. We said there were three things involved. First of all, there's knowledge. Amen, knowledge. You know, you've given some information. Amen. We read, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you presented something from the scripture. Amen, from the word of God. And second of all, then there has to be, once you've given the knowledge, there has to be assent of the knowledge. Now, all assent means is you have to agree in your heart to what you've just heard, to what you've just read in the Word of God in the Scriptures. And then finally, there has to be appropriation. In other words, you have to receive it individually. Amen. That's why we say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's the knowledge. Amen. The Word of God says to be saved, you have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, number one. So that's the knowledge. Number two, the assent is you agree to that statement. You agree to what that knowledge is in your heart. And then thirdly, you receive it. You receive Jesus Christ into your heart by faith as your personal Savior. And then our attention turned to the meaning of faith in particular. And we looked at the first point under that, when used in connection with the name of God. Now we're going to pick up, as we continue under the second main point of the study, the meaning of faith in particular. Amen. But before we do that, let's go to the Lord in prayer for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to come, to open up thy holy word, your preserved, your inspired, your infallible words in the good old King James Bible. Again, enlighten us, Father. We ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom from above today. And Father, help us to have teachable spirits. Help us to be open to your word, to receive it, not only to just have the knowledge, but to believe what we hear today, to agree with it in our hearts, and to receive it. Amen. By faith. And Father, I just, again, bless the listener, encourage the listener, edify the saint of God, save the lost soul, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, again, we're looking at the meaning of faith in particular, and the second thing under that we want to see is when used in connection with the person and work of Christ. Now, to do that, let us recall the three elements of faith and apply them here. And the first one would be knowledge, the knowledge of the claims of Christ, the knowledge of the claims of Christ. Now, let's look at them. First in John chapter 9 together. The Gospel of John chapter 9. And once you get to John chapter 9, we want to look together in verses 35 through 38. Now, this is in chapter 9, we have Jesus. He's healed a man that was born blind. Verse 35, and Jesus heard that they had cast him out. That's the man they had cast him out, the man that Jesus, the blind man that he had healed. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Verse 38, and he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. I believe, and he worshipped him. So, here we have the knowledge of the claims of Christ. He claims, he's making a claim here to this blind man, that he is the very Son of God. Now, looking in John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus makes another claim. So the Word of God is giving us knowledge of who Jesus is claiming to be. Look here in John chapter 10 and verse number 30. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Jesus is claiming that he and the Father are one and the same. In other words, he is the Jehovah God of the Old Testament. Amen. Let's look on at some more claims. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians chapter 2, Paul's writing. Paul's making a claim of who Jesus is. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen. So Paul claims, says that Jesus Christ, amen, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Then looking at Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. In Matthew chapter 20 with me, let's look at verse 28. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. So Jesus claims here the reason he came was not to be waited on, but to minister to others and to give his life a ransom for all of mankind, to pay the penalty for price, for sin, amen. Pay the price of sin, which is his life. Looking in Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Here's another claim, amen, by Jesus Christ, that his blood was shed for the remission of all sins. So we've looked in these verses here, amen, at some claims of Christ. Some he's made of himself, one we saw Paul made of him. Now, so you have the knowledge, amen. You have the knowledge of the claims of Christ. Claims to be the Son of God, claims to come and give his life and shed his precious blood so all the sins of mankind could be forgiven. Okay, so there's a knowledge. Now, the second element of faith that we looked at before was assent, or agreement to the claims that Christ made. So let's see. Let's look at John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16 with me. John chapter 16. And in John chapter 16, let's look at verse number 30. Now, here it is. Here in the context, it's Christ's disciples. John chapter 16, verse 30. Listen. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Here they are, the disciples. They have the knowledge. Amen. They heard Christ himself, his claims, and now they're agreeing to who Christ said he was. They're agreeing to that knowledge. You know, yes, you are indeed the Son of God. Yes, indeed, you've come from God. Amen. Again, let's look in John chapter 20. Here's Thomas, the Apostle Thomas, agreeing to the claims of Christ. Although he had to see him right in front of him, amen? See the wounds in Christ's body. But nonetheless, here is agreement to who Christ claimed to be. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. So Thomas had the knowledge. Amen. First-hand knowledge, as they say, of Christ's claim. And here he is assenting or agreeing to that knowledge of who Christ said he was. Then look at in Matthew 16, 16. Matthew 16, 16. Here we have Jesus asking his disciples, well, who do other men say I am? And of course they answered and they said, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elias, amen. Others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And then Jesus asked them, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And notice Simon Peter's answer here in Matthew 16, 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, he was in agreement to who Christ said he was, the very Son of God. So here we have, he had the knowledge, first-hand knowledge. He was with Christ, heard Christ claim that he was the Son of God. Here he is agreeing with that knowledge. Amen. Now looking in John chapter 6. John chapter 6. You know, in John chapter 6, we have Christ's discourse, that famous discourse on I am the bread of life. Amen. A lot of people that heard it didn't like it. Amen. And in fact, a lot of Jesus' disciples said these things that he was saying were hard sayings. It was a hard saying. Who can hear it? And then we read that many of his disciples turned their backs on him and they walked no more with him. You know, in other words, they weren't in agreement anymore with his claims of being the Son of God. Now, Beginning in verse 66 in John 6. We read, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And here's our boy Simon Peter. You know, just like in Matthew 16:16, he nailed it. He hit the hammer right on the nail. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Then in verse 69, speaking for all of them, and we believe and are sure, not only did they believe, but they were sure about what they believed, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. See? So here we have agreement. Our assent to the claims of Christ, that he was indeed the disciples here that stayed with him. They indeed believed that he was who he said he was, the Son of God. Now again, we have the third element of faith. We've seen the knowledge of the claims of Christ, the agreement or the assent to the claims, and now there's got to be personal appropriation. Amen. You got to receive it. Amen. Again, we saw in John chapter 1, verse 12. But many as received him. See? So, first of all, we had here people had the knowledge of the claims of Christ. Those who read the Word of God have the knowledge of the claims of Christ. And then there's gonna be an assent to the claims and an agreement in your heart with who Christ says he is. And then finally, there's got to be a personal appropriation. You've got to receive it, as we see here. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. See? And the reason you believe on his name is because you believe the claims that he made, that he is the Son of God. Look at also in John chapter 8. John chapter 8 with me, in verse number 21. Then said Jesus unto them, I go my way, and ye shall not seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot. Look at in verse 24. And I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. What Christ is saying, this is the result of what's going to happen, amen, if you don't believe, if you don't appropriate personally, amen, who I claim to be. You're going to die in your sins and split hell wide open, amen. If there's someone listening out there today that doesn't agree with Christ's claims, that's your right. But the Word of God tells us if you don't believe and agree with who Christ claims to be, and you don't personally appropriate or receive that knowledge, agree with that knowledge, and then receive that knowledge by faith in your heart, you're going to split hell wide open. Look at it in John chapter 5, verse 24. Jesus says this, John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What Jesus is saying here is if you receive, amen, the information, agree with the information, and receive it, who I claim to be, believe on me, then you're going to have everlasting life, and you're going to pass from death unto life. Amen. Now, let's move on, and we want to see here. We're looking at the meaning of faith in particular. We saw it when used in connection with the person and work of Christ. Now we want to see it when used in connection with prayer. There must be no hesitation, amen, which balances between belief and unbelief. To doubt means to reason whether or not the thing concerning which you are requesting can be done. See? Let's look at some verses together. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. See? Condition if. Amen. If you believe. Amen. That you have, the Word of God says you can have confidence that if you ask God, you petition God, that he will hear you, number one, and number two, it says, if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask or petition him, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. That's faith. Believing that God, we have confidence that he hears us, and he's going to answer us. Amen. Look in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 with me. In Mark chapter 11, look with me in verse number 24. Mark 11, verse 24. Therefore, Jesus says, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. See? Believe. Have faith in what you ask, you're going to receive. See? Look at in James chapter 1. James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, look with me, if you would, first. James 1, verse 5 through 7. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask how? In faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he will receive anything of the Lord. He's not going to. Because, amen, you're to ask in faith. You know, believing. Amen. Believing. That what you're at, that God is going to hear you. And he's going to answer you. Now let's look in Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Here we have in verse 20 the Holy Spirit talking to Peter regarding Cornelius. He tells him, arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. So he's telling Peter to go with these men that want to take you to Cornelius. Don't doubt them. Believe me, I've sent them. Amen. And praise the Lord, Peter went. Amen. And as a result, Cornelius and his household got saved. And then quickly about Abraham again. Romans chapter 4 with me. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. See? There was no hesitation with Abraham or with Peter between belief and unbelief. Because, see, when you doubt God, what you're saying is to doubt means to reason whether or not the thing concerning which you are requesting can be done. So you're limiting God, amen. And then we want to see here, as we're looking at faith in particular, the last thing, when used in connection with the word and the promises of God. First, we should know whether the particular promise in question is intended for us in particular. Because not all the promises in the Bible are for the Christian today. Amen? There are dispensational aspects to many of the promises of the Bible. Second, when once we are persuaded that a promise is for us, we must believe that God means all he says in that promise. And we must assent or agree to all its truth. We must not diminish nor discount it. Looking in Titus chapter 1, Titus reminds us of something in Titus. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 2. Titus 1, 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie. God will not and cannot lie, my friend. Third, we must appropriate and act upon the promises. Herein lies the difference between belief and faith. Belief is mental. Faith adds the volition or the will. In other words, faith is acting upon what you believe. That's what we see through the whole book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Or Hebrews 11, that chapter. Let's turn there together. Hebrews 11. You know, we're told, for example, in verse 11, through faith, see? Also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. See? See, all through this chapter, we read by faith. Amen? By faith. See? By faith. Verse after verse after verse. The saints mentioned believe what God said by faith, and their faith caused them to take action. Amen. See? You know, by faith, you know, Noah built the ark. Amen. Because he believed what God said, that God was going to destroy the earth. Again, we have God's promise in Acts 16:31. The word of God says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The word of God gives us knowledge for salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to agree with that or assent to that in your heart, that what God says is true, and then take action. Believe on him today, and the word of God says you'll be saved. Well, thank you once again for listening to Brother Gino on the Pastor Study. Until we meet again, my prayer for each and every one of you is that God would richly bless you, and good day.